Let's hit it.
Let's hit it.
Boom, 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 boom.
You're listening to Pop the Kettle On with Nicole Essio and Dr. Rachel Bushing.
Hi, I'm Rach.
And I'm Nicole. Welcome to Pop the Kettle On.
This is the Parenting, Womanhood, Marriage, Baby and Life Review podcast. We dissect the good, the bad and the ugly of family life and have a laugh about how it's depicted in popular culture.
Because it's always tea time.
And if I don't laugh, I'll cry.
Me too.
Hello, darling.
Hello, Rach.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
That's good. It's good. School holidays.
Yeah.
I know. It's exciting. Yeah. I mean, we're both working, but that's okay.
We are both working.
But we're not packing lunches. We're not doing uniforms.
Yeah. And you're going to the beach, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the middle of winter, going to the beach, forecast rain. It's going to be great.
I have a hot chocolate. You have marshmallows.
Yes, thank you very much. Oh, you just splashed with your marshmallow.
And I just splashed my marshmallow in my hot chocolate.
Yeah. Lindt hot chocolate, no less.
Mm.
Smelt amazing.
It's good.
Yeah, that's good.
It's good.
So this week, fortnight, I do that all the time.
It's fun.
This fortnight, you made me do homework that I was very reticent to do. Forced to do homework.
Yes.
Yeah. And I was talking to Big Two about it because Big Two and I did the homework together.
Really?
Yeah.
That's really so cute.
It was very cute. And he was like, don't you go in there and tell Rachel that you didn't laugh. You laughed all the way through. And I'm like, all the way? I don't think so. Russell Brand's Rebirth.
We did Rebirth.
Yeah, that was one of the things.
Yes, we did a trifecta, didn't we?
We did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was very excited when I found out that there was three comedians doing stand-up specials on Netflix.
Yeah.
All about childbirthing and being pregnant.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know. Very cool.
Yes.
All of whom have had their babies now.
I know.
So, yeah, that's pretty cool.
I know. So we're going to talk Russell Brand's Rebirth.
Mm-hmm.
Re-dot-dot-birth.
Yeah.
What do we call the dots? Semicolon?
I think so.
Whatever
it is. I was confused with colon and semicolon.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some kind of colon situation.
Last night I went out to the show with two friends of mine that are school teachers.
Yeah.
We're talking correct grammar and spelling all day long.
Oh, wow. I love it.
Marcus, if you're listening, re-dot-dot-birth, correct me. $50 coming your way.
Yeah, quick, get on there, Marcus.
It was going to set him up as a consultancy business. It's just doing kind of like proofreading.
Well, there is the apostrophe man, apparently, in the UK that goes around and corrects incorrect apostrophe signage.
We went out for brekkie this morning. There was like a chalkboard and it was missing an apostrophe.
Oof.
And he was like, it's killing me. Where's the chalk?
Yeah. I feel his pain. So, should we start with Rebirth?
Oh, yeah. Anyway, I got distracted. Rebirth. And then Amy Schumer, growing.
Growing. She
and
did.
Then Ali Wong has two.
Mm.
Along both pregnancies.
Yes.
Baby Cobra and Hard Knock Wife.
I know. Which one was first? I can...
The Baby Cobra.
Right.
Yes. Okay. Yes, yes. So if you want to go back and like search Netflix and find those things, press pause, come back to us, please do so.
Yes. Good idea.
All right. Which one do you want to start with? The faff? You do. Tip of the tongue.
Oh, it just hurt my brain.
Let it be known, Nicole is not in general a fan of our mate Russell Brand.
No.
Too much faff?
Too much self-indulgent faff. No, there were some bits where I did genuinely laugh out loud.
Uh-huh.
Like, he was talking about birth,
mm-hmm.
very briefly, for a program called Rebirth.
Yes.
Very little time spent about birth.
I know.
Anyway, he was talking about when the baby's head comes out and he said, you know, and for a moment there, the baby wears its mother as a sleeping bag.
The imagery of that.
And it just cracked me up. And that was the most genuine and raucous laugh of the evening for me.
What, you you know what's nice about that, because he does, he gets down on his like knees and he's like imagining, he's retelling the baby emerging from the birth canal.
Yeah.
And I think why we're talking about it is because name me another male stand up that is talking about his wife's birth.
Yeah.
On stage.
Yeah,
I don't think it's ever been done.
No. I'm sure it's been done in bits that are just not quite as reverential, perhaps.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Yes, and so he's like sees himself as kind of like this, you know, armchair philosopher.
Yes.
Isn't he? Mm. Political analyst.
Mm.
The first half of the self-indulgent crap is all about, like, look at me on the TV and all the mistakes I made.
It is just
was your skin crawling at that point?
Completely
crawling. His video of me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doing my thing.
Yeah. I know. I thought the same thing. I was kind of like, I'm a kind of like, I wouldn't say I'm a fan, but I don't detest him. But, like, you know, I'd say, you know, I don't know. One thumb up on a scale of two. I don't know what the scale is. I don't mind him. I think he's okay. Yeah. I sometimes listen to his podcast.
Oh.
Because what's it called? I did write it down because he did that one with Brené Brown recently.
Yeah.
She
was the only reason I listened to that.
You did listen to it?
I did listen to it.
There you go.
Yeah, you'd be proud.
Yeah, whatever his podcast is called. I thought I wrote it down.
Yeah.
Under the Skin.
There you go.
And, yeah, because it's – he also kind of like – he will often showcase interesting people.
Yeah.
So I think – yeah, and I don't know. I think he straddles that line between being a narcissist and being like
– Does he though?
I don't know. He goes to a lot of pains to describe how kind of self-aware he is.
Yes.
But then in the next moment loses his self-awareness and then goes, oh, I'm aware that I was not being self-aware.
Yes, exactly. So like... Well, I'm going to throw some truth bombs at you.
Yes.
One of the things that I was always very conscious of as a kid was my show-offiness.
Right.
And it was the thing that I just really disliked about myself the most, that I could tend to push into that show-offy place.
Right.
Now, I realize I'm saying this on a podcast that I co-host with you, so it's a little meta. But that's the thing that I think irks me more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's that he just desperately seeks attention.
Yeah.
And the example that he showed within his show was absolutely stellar. Desperately seeks attention for himself,
mm-hmm.
but without substance. It's just look at me.
Yeah.
But there's nothing to back it up, you know? And you know how I feel about democracy and your need to participate in it and his whole
anti-democracy.
I've never voted.
Yes.
Just
it pushes your buttons.
And even the delivery,
the
way that he delivers his show feels very slam poet to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm.
And I don't know, I have a bit of a...
Oh, you don't like the slam poetry?
I don't think so.
I think that's what I like. I can handle him when he's in that beat.
Oh.
I don't know, I think there's some artistry.
Oh, it takes a great deal of work.
In what it is that he's doing. I think it's the hyperactivity, I think, that for me is also a bit kind of like, whoa, like, settle down. But, you know, that's the thing that's told to people who are told that they need to have less spotlight off them. Settle down, quieten down, be normal. I don't know. And I don't know. I thought that the special came full circle. I thought the last half was actually quite good. Because
Definitely
I think
better.
Basically it was talking about birth. Again, it's self-indulgent, but him finally realizing that humans are birthed for him was about this whole journey of kind of the meaning of life, I suppose, and kind of I sent you that thing about Russian doll of vaginas.
Yes.
I thought you'd appreciate that.
I did like that.
I saw my baby girl coming out of she had a vagina coming out of a vagina. It was like a Russian doll of vaginas leading back until the beginning of time. And I was suddenly aware of the fragility of life and what is happening here in the world. And
I did like the way he was saying about, you know, one moment you're not a father and there's a sort of conceptual idea of what that means and there's a person inside of another person and they're not you know, they're not there yet.
Yeah.
You know, you can talk to a belly all you like. It's not a person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
And so his thing about one minute he's not a father and the next minute he is a father is, I think, a really important thing to understand as a person if you're going to have kids. You know, mm-hmm. I remember that feeling myself with Big One, that
yeah.
She came out, and because, you know, all the work that you have to do to get them out of there.
Yeah.
And after that, you're like, oh, now I'm a mum. What does that mean? How do I do this?
Yeah.
What am I going to do with
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
You know?
And that sense of, like, was there a prior me that existed before this?
Yeah.
No.
No, exactly.
No.
No. So there's lots of it that I really enjoyed.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't as... You never would have seen it if I hadn't forced you to.
No, that's true.
It was experimental, you know? I had heard that it was good.
Yeah.
But, yes, no, we all feel slightly the same way. So,
but the title, I think, is interesting because yeah. it makes you think that he's going to talk about the whole
yeah.
birth thing quite significantly.
Yeah.
But really, it's only a part. It's all about his personal rebirth.
Yeah.
And so all coming yes. back to him once again.
All coming back to him.
But yeah, Big Two made sure that I told you that
excellent.
I did laugh.
And
so
what did he find funny?
Oh, he found lots of things funny.
Uh-huh.
I didn't ask him specifics, but he did laugh quite a bit. But yeah, mm-hmm. I don't think he kind of got, I mean, the sleeping bag line, I don't think that he got
he didn't get that same image in his head.
No, because yep. he hasn't seen it.
Yeah.
But I just thought that was very clever.
Yeah, mm. yeah. All right. Thank you for your Russian doll of self-indulgence.
That was a little, wasn't it?
Self-awareness wrapped in self-indulgence, wrapped in self-awareness, wrapped in self-indulgence.
It's like we're looking in a mirror. It's all happening.
And congratulations to Russell.
He
has two kids now.
He's got two.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what did you think about the thoughts on the podcast with Brené Brown?
I listened to that, like, I think the day after we said we were going to watch Russell.
Mm.
So I can't really remember a huge amount apart from him waffling for quite a bit. And me going,
they were totally in sync, Nick.
Get back to Brené.
They were having a bit of a love fest, weren't they?
Yeah.
They were like, you think that? I think that. Samesies. Yeah.
Yeah, I think she can articulate it in a way that gets through to my brain. And
I think so too. I think that's the thing. I think it's the vehicle of the message rather than the message when it
yeah.
comes to Russell.
Yes. Yeah, partly. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I just have...
He does want people to vote, Nicole. He's changed his mind. Please vote.
The Brené Brown thing.
Yes.
What did you get out of it?
Well, I was listening to the Mamma Mia podcast, and what they got out of it is they had this whole discourse around, you know, the exchange they had about imagining that people are doing their best.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. they really did talk at length about that whole kind of thing.
Yeah. And I've heard Brené talk about that before.
Yeah, about compassion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that's very important.
Mm-hmm.
And see, that brings us back to me going, Russell is doing his best.
Doing his best.
So I should shut my cake hole.
Just
actually, I should pop a marshmallow in my cake hole.
Chuck six in there. Plus that fluffy bunny challenge or whatever it is.
Oh, God, no.
Don't do that. Don't do
That's
that.
It's a waste of
it's
marshmallows. Not happening. You enjoy them.
No. Have school holiday fun, people, but no fluffy bunnies.
No. Keep talking. I'm going to eat.
All right. Should we move on?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's, no final words on Russell?
No, go Russell.
Congratulations, Russell. We're glad you're having a rebirth.
Mm.
Okay. Amy Schumer.
Mm.
Growing.
She was. She did.
Yeah. I actually wrote this down because one of her first lines is she says, I'm amazing. I laid there and that's it. I know. I'm pregnant. I'm amazing. It happened. Yeah, I thought she looked very relaxed.
Yeah.
In a way that I saw her last stand-up special.
The leather special?
Yeah, which she seemed really, like, just tense and out of sync.
Mm.
And she just seemed very grounded and centered.
Oh.
And one with the world, like all pregnant women.
To and make people think that's true.
The sainted mother with a flower crown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be honest, I watched these back to back. I had some red wine. I watched the Russell. I carried on to the Amy. The red wine was hitting peak red wine at this point.
Right.
So some of my notes are things like Band-Aid over her belly button and Meghan Markle.
That's explicitly, you know, descriptive.
Yes.
Meghan Markle. I'm sure you meant something really insightful
with
that.
Sure, I meant something. And hyperemesis.
Oh, I know. That's why. Hyperemesis.
Yeah.
The belly button thing was hilarious because we always used to say that, you know, when your belly button pops out, it's like the turkey thing and you're cooked.
Okay, so mine popped out at like 2 months in.
Oh, come on now. You had twins. It doesn't count.
God damn it.
But yeah, she was saying like under the dress she was wearing, she had a Band-Aid over her belly button, which cracked me up.
Yes.
Because, you know, as a young woman, she probably would have had Band-Aids on other parts of her body when she went out, and now she's like putting it on her belly button.
I know. I know.
It was kind of cute.
Yeah, and I liked her whole conversation about like cradling the bump and this is how we do it.
Yeah. It's a weird thing though, because you kind of, your hands kind of get stuck on top of your bump.
Yeah.
I find.
Yeah.
Cradling thing, weird.
Oh, but you know, like when my stepmother was pregnant when I was like 15.
Yeah.
I remember she did that awesome magic trick where she stuck a cup of tea on top of her belly. And I was like, that is the coolest thing ever. I can't wait to do that.
Yeah. Did that many a time.
The belly shelf.
Yeah, that's great.
I know, it's fantastic.
You can put snacks there.
And then when the baby gets big enough that they're like head down and the feet are up on that kind of rib cage part, kicking whatever you have up there. Oh, such fun.
Always fun. Yeah. So she, I particularly loved in her special, her talking about her husband and how he has, you know, he's on the spectrum and how she didn't kind of, they didn't realize this kind of stuff, but all the things that make him someone that she loves are the things that kind of come out through his Asperger's.
Yeah.
So it was just, it was so lovely.
Mm-hmm.
It was so lovely the way she put it and the way she said it. And
yes.
Yeah. But just that he doesn't have like white lies, tact, face saving kind of in him.
Yeah.
And it's just
yeah.
We have to go now. No, we don't. We've got nowhere else to be.
Yes.
No, really. We have to. No.
And what a good match for a celebrity, right?
Yeah.
Like, absolutely no kissing ass whatsoever.
No, exactly. And he cooks because he's a chef.
Yeah.
So you got to love that. But yeah, she's had her baby since.
Yes.
And there was discussion about the name of the baby.
Oh, yeah. You know, I when I was watching the special, I was like, she must have had it by now. When was this? And I Googled it, and all I got was storylines. Again, red wine was kicking in around no one knows what the baby name is, or she's told us what the name is, but it's like a decoy name. And
because people don't believe it.
Yeah. Well, and I didn't really research all that much, but I saw some very cute photos of her holding her little newborn and like, yeah, there's one like that must be right immediately after birth and she's got like the flush kind of red face.
Aww.
And she just looks like a little girl. Like she's just like grinning at the camera like,
oh, that's so cute.
I know. It's really adorable.
It is.
Yeah.
Jean Attell Fisher. Like Jean Attell.
I see.
So, we don't know if the baby's name is genital or, or if that's Amy being Amy.
Somehow
just don't know.
Oversight. Wouldn't it suck if they did genuinely give your baby that name and then everyone's like, it's got to be a fake?
Yeah.
Like, fuck. God damn it. I was vomiting too much in my pregnancy to, like, it didn't have enough bloody
exactly.
Potassium, whatever it is.
To come up with something good.
Thiamine.
I don't know, something. All that vomiting, though. Oh, that's not fair.
Yeah.
That's cruel.
Yes. You know, that was me.
Yeah, I do.
Both times.
I know, and it's horrible. It's not fair.
Fucking horrible.
And I feel terrible guilt over the fact that it wasn't me any of my four times. I think I may have thrown up once, but I was at sea, so I don't know whether it was seasickness or morning sickness.
Yes.
I had some headaches occasionally.
You don't have to feel like survivor guilt just because you've had a good pregnancy.
No, but I do.
No, don't be ridiculous because that's the norm.
I looked like a whale, though. Other people look amazing, but, you know, It wasn't doing it for me.
I can't believe that of you. Oh, that's it. You'll have to post pregnancy photos now.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, I'll find one.
Who looks more whale?
Oh, okay, come on, once again. The twins win. That's not fair.
Fine, I'll post the single pregnancy then.
Go on then.
All right.
All right.
Team Rach, Team Nicole, who looked more whale? I did have the, what I love is that I couldn't keep any food down, but all the fluid was definitely staying in there.
Oh, how
I was
fabulous.
Just so, like, ankles.
Cankles?
Oh, yeah, the cankles and, like, the varicose vein that decided to just kind of appear on my thigh.
Oh, that's and, not fair either.
And my feet expanded a full size.
They do that.
My fingers, like, you know, they didn't just grow, but they got pudgier and they stayed pudgier.
Yeah, and you can't get your rings off and
it's
all very dangerous.
I'm a forever ruined woman.
I like to say that, you know, my tummy's been renovated a number of times and it's just not ever going to be the same.
I think mine, like, still has the drop sheets.
But you know what? I really love that our bodies can do that.
Mm.
I mean, how magic.
Yeah.
It's pretty magic, right?
Yeah, it is pretty magic.
Yeah.
It is pretty magic. So. I also think, too, like, I was 31 when I had my first pregnancy.
Mm.
And the idea of, like, my old body is gone and all of that kind of thing, I think it would be different if I was young like you. Because I remember being a little bit like, my bikini days are kind of like winding down anyway.
I don't think I ever had them. Maybe that year when I was like 9 and I had whooping cough and I had like killer abs because I was coughing so much. I think that's the only time I've worn a bikini back then.
Oh, God. The pressure to fit into a bikini, to look acceptable in a bikini.
Ugh, whatever.
Kind of nice
go swim.
To be able to let some of that go.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let that go. Go swim. The ocean doesn't care.
I know, totally.
Swimming pool doesn't care.
Yeah, but I do have stretch marks galore.
Well, you would do with twinnies.
You know how she talks about, so the Meghan Markle, she was pregnant at the same time as Meghan Markle.
So, the same.
Yeah, I know. Who also got in trouble for, like, cradling her bump wrong. Like, you know, stick woman with the, like, cradle. The poor Meghan Markle.
Right.
Is she really pregnant? She's just like cradling. She's not cradling it right. She's not doing the double cradle, is it?
Oh, no, it's ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Settle down. I remember feeling like an idiot because, like, other celebrities have had twins, right?
You know?
And
Beyonce.
Yeah. Her belly looks fine to me. J-Lo. Twins.
Well, yeah, she had twins.
She's got a bloody six-pack now. See, I can get my head around the whole kind of, like, exercise creates the muscle tone thing, but skin.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Yeah, I know.
I remember being, like, twins, I'm going to stretch, and I was rubbing that stuff in, rubbing.
Yeah.
And I was, like, probably around the time I got the turkey is cooked kind of, like, sign going on, I was like, yeah, I think I'm going to get through the whole pregnancy without any stretch marks. And then it's, like, this one week, and it's just, like,
yeah.
Like cracks in the ice.
Yeah, exactly.
There they are.
Yeah, see? Marks of war.
Yes, yes. Tiger stripes.
Yeah, we like that.
Yes.
Mm. But yes, anyway. I liked her special.
Yeah.
I thought it was nice.
Yeah. Do you like her in general? You're a fan, oh, Amy?
I haven't been a huge fan. Mm-hmm. I think I liked her more after Trainwreck.
Right.
I liked that movie.
You did?
Mainly because I like Bill Hader.
Ah, right.
Probably.
Yep.
And John Cena. Mm. It makes me laugh.
Yeah. I think she's clever. I think she's a very clever writer.
Yeah.
And I'm not always keen on seeing her as the lead or performing, not because there's anything wrong with her, but I think she's smart and she's quick and, like, yeah. I think that's the thing about some of the movies, because she got slammed for that.
Oh, the hitting in the head one.
Yeah.
I feel pretty.
Mm. And I don't even know what I'm trying to say. I don't think it was, like, a bad movie necessarily, but it had some okay stuff in it. But it's, like, everyone focused on her and her appearance.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what I'm trying to say. Like, if she wrote it and cast someone else in that role, it might have, like, looked different.
Yeah.
Because she just always attracts this kind of, like, you know, what is her body doing and how is she looking and is she hot enough and all that.
She's a woman in the world,
all
right?
All that weirdness.
patriarchy.
Have you seen that skit where they're talking about their last fuckable day?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure she wrote that, didn't she?
She wrote that.
Yeah.
That was on Inside Amy Schumer.
Yes, 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 yes.
That is honestly one of the funniest things.
I know, yeah.
It's really clever. So if you haven't seen it, I don't know if you can YouTube it or whatever, but yeah. It's out there. Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Yes.
Tina Fey, I think, is in it.
Yes.
Amy and somebody else who I can't remember.
No. But, yeah. But it's someone who comes and... Yeah, it's the younger one who says, I think I've just had it. Yeah. And the older ones are like, welcome to the club.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. But, yeah, I liked her special. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I don't know, I laughed. There was laughing moments.
There was laughing happening.
But, yeah, it's a while ago. So I haven't watched that one recently.
How are we going for time, Nick?
I have no idea. Oh, golly, we're getting there.
We're getting there. Fatigue sets in.
Exactly. We haven't talked about Ali Wong.
No.
I love Ali Wong.
You love Ali Wong.
I do. There's some serious kind of gross out stuff that she does in her specials, though.
Oh, where you're God. Like,
ooh, I yes. was not expecting that.
I actually, the red wine was really kicking in.
Wow. It would have been special.
I'd seen her two specials before, but I rewatched the first half of Baby Cobra.
Yep.
And then drunkenness really settled in and I was like, I must go to bed.
Yep.
But I agree. And I think I liked it more on rewatch as well.
Oh, interesting. Because you weren't shocked by that stuff the
maybe,
second time
around. Maybe, yeah.
And Neither was the wine.
I think maybe the first time too, because she was an unknown and I hadn't seen her before.
Yeah.
I think just she looks a bit more familiar. And it meant that I was like, oh, my friend. Oh, it's funny. Rather than just being like, who is this chick?
Yeah.
What is she going on with?
Yeah, I know.
Because she has that whole kind of like story around like, I snagged me a rich man and I just want to lie down.
I know.
And I'm like, is she serious? Like, what's going on? Where is this heading?
Yeah.
Yes. The gross out bit, are you referring to the fact that she goes like, housewives can just sniff and scratch all day?
Yeah. Yep. And you're like, oh, no, no. But yeah.
Yes. So I think that's what's so clever is that like it's just like, oh my God, like this tiny little, what is she? What's her heritage? Oh, because her and her husband are both like mixed race.
He's Filipino Japanese and she's Chinese Malay. I don't know.
She said both of them have like rich Asian mixed with jungle Asian.
That's right.
So there's a Japan and a China in there.
Yeah.
And a Philippines, Vietnamese.
Oh, Vietnamese. That's what it is. Yeah. She's Chinese, Vietnamese.
Right.
He's Japanese, Filipino.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's like this tiny little kind of like mixed race Asian person.
But
with
she does
big pregnant belly.
Yeah, but she's so little.
And wandering around in her flats talking about scratching herself.
It's and like, she has a really interesting gait. Like the way she walks is quite
interesting. Yeah. Yeah.
And you kind of think it's a bit, but then, you know, you see. Always Be My Maybe,
yes.
If you've seen that on Netflix, her film with Randall Park. And, yeah, it's just the way she moves. She has a kind of an interesting stance.
It's just how she is.
Yeah.
And she's got kind of these crazy eyes.
I know.
Like she sort of stares at the audience like.
Yeah. Like she's going to come and get you. She's like, fuck that.
Her eyes and the glasses. And it's like, who is this chick? But, yeah, I think she's cool.
She's very cool.
Yeah.
And she cracked me up and I liked it very much. And there were moments where I was like, oh, I don't know if I can keep doing it.
Yeah.
And then you push through and there's more great stuff afterwards.
Yes. Yeah.
I really enjoyed her specials.
Yeah.
Both of them, actually.
Yeah.
But I think the second one, I think I like that more because I agree with you, that familiarity, that you kind of get to know that person and you're like,
yeah. Yes.
But she is... just out there, full on, honest, doesn't hold back. You know, the great thing about her as well is talking about how she, bless you.
Excuse me.
How she, you know, they have a nanny. Like, that's how they do this. They have a nanny. Like, she's not going to pretend that she doesn't have help.
Yes.
And I think that's really important as well. To women often do that they, you know, try and pretend like everything gets done because I'm magical. No, because either you get very little sleep or you get help. And that's important for people to understand. There's a reason J-Lo has the abs after the twins, right?
Yes. People were rubbing her belly every 5 minutes.
Yeah, and she's able to hand over twins and go do you know, 3 hours of workouts and pay for the chef and pay for the food and pay for the trainers and
And so I think in Baby Cobra, she's pregnant with her first baby.
Yes.
A girl.
Yes.
And I didn't rewatch Hard Knock Life. Yeah, you can find the names I'm talking. And, you know, a lot of what she's talking about is that whole kind of idea of, like, I had to trap my man and listen, you know, this is my plans for after I have the baby. I want a break. I want a big holiday. Like, you know, he makes a lot of money, so I'm just going to, like, be a housewife and just chill out. And even though that's, like, overdone, that that's not literally what she's thinking parenthood is going to be about.
Yeah.
I like the idea that there's that parallel of, like, we all do think that from some at some level. Like, when you're pregnant, you're just kind of like, oh, it's going to be such a magical time. Like, I'm just, you know, so excited and I can't wait to be a mom. And, you know, like, just then when the baby comes, you're like, it's relentless, I'm lonely, it's boring, I'm sore, I can't go anywhere. Like, I thought I would watch so much more daytime TV when I had the kids, and I watched, like, none.
When did you have the time?
I know. I was like, I so just thought it would be like watching Ellen all day long. And, wow. You know.
See, I was Oprah because, you know.
Oh, man. You had different the Oprah years.
I was definitely there in the Oprah years. But yeah, when do you have the time?
I know. It's like as if that's going to happen. Actually, do you know what? I remember being up breastfeeding the twins, and I remember that I would we had like a recorder off the TV.
Yep.
So I used to record Ellen.
Nice.
And watch it when I was up breastfeeding at 3 a.m.
Yeah. Good stuff. Very smart. I loved small one was born. She was due the day the World Cup soccer in South Africa was going to start.
Oh, my God.
And we were like, woohoo, we can do late feeds and we'll be able to catch some games. Mm-hmm. Like, we'll be able to keep ourselves amused.
Yes.
But, yeah, she was born almost 3 weeks early. So we caught a few games. But,
time that much better.
I know, I know. But Ali Wong also is having quite the moment, you know, after those specials, obviously. And she's written and starred in and produced a film that Netflix have picked up.
Yeah.
Always Be My Maybe, which is a real mashup of lots of rom-coms that I love.
Yeah.
So, and apparently Randall Park is quite the Notting Hill fan as well. So there's a scene at the end that everybody will kind of go, yeah, I recognise that.
Yes. I've still only seen the first 20 minutes or whatever.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you'll get there eventually.
Not because I wasn't liking it.
No, just because something else came up.
Something else came up.
It happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good old-fashioned rom-com.
Yeah, we love a bit of that. I really do.
So I haven't seen the Keanu Reeves bit. I've just heard about it.
I honestly
talk about people having a moment.
Yeah, he's having a big moment right now. But I honestly, the first watch that I went through on that film, I was like, geez, this Keanu look like's really good. I just could not conceive of him actually doing what he did in this film.
Okay.
So when you get to that, you're going to be like, I understand, Nicole.
I should go home and watch it tonight, shouldn't I?
Yeah, it's good. It's really good.
I'll report back next episode.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Speaking of next episode, it'll be our last of season two.
It will.
Amazeballs.
Yay.
We have the end of season two coming up.
I know. Came up quick, man.
It did come up quick. And so I thought that we could talk, seeing as how we call ourselves Pod Sisters.
Yay.
We could talk about sisters. So how sisters are depicted in popular culture. Movies that I can think of, like Sisters, a little bit easy. Didn't do a lot of homework for that one. But also like Frozen, for example, and, you know, Little Women and Pride and Prejudice and
sister
all those
power.
Kind of sister power films. Yes. Frozen 2's coming out.
Yeah.
That's happening.
Yeah.
But yes, I look forward to talking about sisters with you, seeing we are both sisters who have sisters. Neither
sisters
of us have...
Sisters who have sisters.
Well, yeah, I don't have a brother. I just have different brother-in-laws. I gained them. I didn't have them. You're tired, aren't
you? I'm just thinking Russian dolls of vaginas
again.
Sorry.
Russell Brand has entered your psyche.
Oh, stop.
So, that's what we're going to talk about next time. Give us your sister pop culture references. Hit us up on Facebook at Pop the Kettle On.
Yes.
It's always tea time on Facebook, and let us know.
Please do.
Yeah.
And please tag your sister.
Yes.
Tag a mate.
Tag a mate.
Tag a sister.
Tag a sister. So get your sister involved, and, you know, you can always tell us stories about sisterly misdeeds that we could talk about next time.
You could have a sister listening party.
You could.
Pop the kettle on, sister around.
You have got it all covered, Rach. And you know what else you can do with your sister is take her phone and press subscribe
to
Pop the Kettle On.
Please do that.
Yeah, because, you know, we love having people join our little crew.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And obviously you can find us on the web as well at popthekettleon.com.au.
Thanks, Nick.
And we'll talk to you guys next time. Yeah. Thanks, Pod Sister.
Thanks, Pod Sister.
In the meantime, hug your babies.
Hug your babies.
And be kind to each other and yourselves. Bye.
Bye.